Hallo, hallo. You have to put it exactly on the, yeah. Oh, you took your mouth. Yeah, just, yeah, no, that's for me. You just have to make some notes. I got my mouse.
Ik had de muis gebruikt van je.
Ja, maar ik vind het fijn om. Ja. Actually, my laptop doesn't work. I have to switch it on again. So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I just made a simple presentation. So you also put some things in it. Okay. How does this work? I don't know. This
one.
This one?
Yes.
Ah, cool. Okay, so that's my name, you know the whole. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. Just have a look how we're going to, this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So, the first thing we have to know is, you already know what we're going to do. You also read what these things are?
Yes.
Not yet, okay. So, yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user-friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. That's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effect of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design, and that's yeah, you know what it is. It's exactly how it looks and whatever. Okay, so now this is these are two smart boards. Here's an introduction of that one. Now you already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map folder. Okay. So now we can have a look at that one. Okay. So what we're going to do first. Is so you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first, have to show you. Maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Yes? Okay. This is a new page, it's okay. Use pen format. And a different color can use here. No, I don't know, I just take pink. take. Oh, there's no pink. Okay. Oh, just purple. Okay. Now blue. And line with 10. Okay. I'll just take what I'm going to draw is an elephant. Just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant, you can see. I don't know how it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And just something like this? Oh no, not really. So yeah, okay. Because I like. Ah, okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes too long. Okay, whatever. Just erase this one. It's a bit slow, you can see. This is a bit annoying. Okay, so just. For you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like that. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Just in format, you can use a Bendix. That's in format. Just no, it has to be an animal. So if that's it should be a snake or something. Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Water is
okay, cool. Yeah, that's nice. Do you have to write down why? Ah, that doesn't matter. Just it's to get used to the whiteboard, but that's okay. Just make a new blank page. Yeah, not too far to the pen top. Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that. No, to the. Yeah.
I think it's a pig.
No, it's a dog. Oh, we only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it easy. Okay, I'll make a cat of it. I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy. Just hold it more to the back, then you don't have to disturb. Okay.
You just draw the figure, I think.
No, that's okay. Thank you. I thought these pens would be just you write it down and you download it to Word. You already did it or not?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
but
you
it's just.
You got to write on the paper.
Sorry.
You really got to write on.
Yeah,
paper.
I know, but yeah, I did. I thought it would be just in typed words in Word. So
it's
that's
just
not
the
just
picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that cool as I thought it would be.
Can't edit it in Word.
No.
No.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half past.
Half past.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you. I just have to save everything, so. Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros. Okay, that's number. And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe. And the production costs are about half the price, the selling price, sorry?
No,
so, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell of these to make 50 million? I don't know. So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are within remote control, the first ideas and everything. So, just have a look. We think about remote controls.
Well, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the not with the television. We sell it apart.
I think it's. I'm not sure. It's not.
Yeah,
I think.
It would be universal.
Not only television.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure. But
yeah, I know, you can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say that's a universal remote control. Okay, perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything, just.
Okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote control.
Yeah, probably.
Not just the TV?
No, just everything. Jesus. So, yeah. What's a remote control? It's just a black thing with some buttons on it. It's nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability or user?
I thought about making it the same as style as the television, because we don't have the same television all the time. So that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can. Use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay. Nothing frustrated then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It
shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has a lot of functions. So
yeah.
We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have, that's it.
Or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about one you can fold
open.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
More
maybe it's for the DVD player or something,
yeah,
if you just, okay.
On top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you could think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control? There are buttons on it.
You can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay. But it's not too expensive to put a touchscreen on it.
Yeah, but maybe
it's not reachable, I think.
I don't think it either.
And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground. And
yeah. So.
Broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's definitely too fragile.
Yeah,
fragile.
Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not.
No.
Kids.
You can put games on your remote control, whatever.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Just to put it on your television and just recharge. You never have to use any batteries.
That's a good idea, but we have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
How much is your standard mobile phone charger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from a phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in it, because maybe it's too expensive.
But the home station is a really good idea, because lots of people lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah,
they can put
that's
it
right.
always at the
yep.
same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it separately.
You can buy it with
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge and just put it in a station, or you can change your batteries.
Oh yeah.
Just the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places. The on-off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Does it have to be a different form than a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that because you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own looks. But it's very hard.
If we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on-off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block, and then the volume obviously on top so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control. I think so. You can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the functions.
Yeah, just for the TV and just the normal function. That's fine.
Basically, when I'm
but maybe it's
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very what's it called?
If
very nice and maybe it's hard
open,
to.
It's also the strength is not as good as
no, that's right. So maybe you have to or keep it like a square, just normal remote control kind of thing.
Okay, but
let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting, so just some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but
yeah,
all these things together. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for yeah, that's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of buttons do you have? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just, is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
There's already a document on the tools.
So, see you in 30 minutes. For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square, so your laptop.
Didn't say that.
No, sorry.